This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Sunday, 7th of Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies over major cities like Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Haifa, perfect for an evening stroll or enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that the IDF struck Hezbollah headquarters in Beirut after rocket fire from Lebanon. Also, the Times of Israel notes that 2 people died and 11 were wounded in these strikes, which were reportedly coordinated with the U.S. Also this hour, Axios highlights the risk of an Iranian response following the strikes on Beirut. Separately, I-24 News reports that a master sergeant in the reserves was killed in a terror attack in central Israel. And finally, according to JTA's earlier reporting, Hezbollah has rejected a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal between Lebanon and Israel. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24 News English shared just minutes ago that an advisor to Iran's supreme leader warns that Israel will face a heavy and painful price for the strikes on Dahiyeh. Red Alert posted that while Israel is uncertain of Iran's next moves, they assess the likelihood of retaliation as low, but are preparing for all scenarios. Ariel Osseran, a journalist, noted that Iran's supreme leader's advisor accused Israel of setting the negotiating table ablaze for the third time by bombing Lebanon during mediation. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's actions in Beirut. According to Ynet, the strikes targeted Hezbollah buildings in Dahiyeh, marking the first such action since a ceasefire understanding with Lebanon. Israel informed Washington ahead of the attack. This underscores the complexities of the region's fragile ceasefire. Turning to the implications of the Beirut strikes, as reported by the Times of Israel, the attack resulted in casualties, intensifying tensions with Hezbollah. Prime Minister Netanyahu claims Hezbollah is in retreat. The situation remains volatile, with potential for further conflict. Meanwhile, the threat of Iranian retaliation looms. Axios details Iran's warnings of consequences following the strikes. This adds a layer of uncertainty to the region, with potential impacts on diplomatic relations. On the domestic front, the killing of a master sergeant in central Israel, as reported by I-24 News, highlights ongoing security challenges. This attack adds to the current tensions, impacting security measures across the nation. Finally, the ongoing refusal by Hezbollah to accept a ceasefire deal, as noted by JTA, reflects deep-rooted animosities. The U.S. House's vote regarding President Trump's powers on Iran adds another dimension to the geopolitical landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, KeyTech reports that Microsoft has expanded its human rights oversight following an investigation into the Israeli Defense Ministry's use of AI. This review highlights internal inquiries and lessons learned from the incident. Separately, Ynet Business highlights Israel's booming data center market, driven by AI demand. This new gold rush sees major investments from real estate firms, energy companies, and even celebrities. And finally, Globes reports that Alpha Tau has teamed with Tolmar on a lucrative prostate cancer deal. The collaboration has boosted Alpha Tau's market cap significantly on Wall Street. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Sunday. Our next update is at 11 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.